Hey everyone, this is Zoe from Seneca, and today we're going to look at noble gases and the halogens. Need to make it clear, as far as I know, up until this point, there's nothing particularly noble about the noble gases. I mean, yeah, they don't seem all that noble to me. There's some interesting things about them, but you can form your own opinions about how noble they are. Let's go for it. So, the elements in group 0 are called the noble gases, not for any particular reason. Anyway, the noble gases all have similar properties. They're inert. The elements in group 0 are unreactive because they have a full outer shell of electrons. They're already satisfied. They've got what they needed. They got what they came for. They're not reacting with anyone. They do not gain or lose electrons to fill up this shell as it is already full. They can be used in light bulbs because the noble gases will not react with the hot metal filament. Good to know. They are monatomic. Because noble gases are unreactive, they exist as single atoms instead of forming molecules. They have a low boiling point, but their boiling points do increase as you move down the periodic table. This is because the relative atomic mass increases lower down the periodic table. The noble gases also have low densities. Their densities do increase as you move down the periodic table because, again, of their increasing relative atomic mass. This low density makes them useful in balloons, because who doesn't like balloons? Neon is lower down the period than helium, therefore neon has a higher boiling point, yes, and higher density. Once again, the properties, low density, exist as single atoms or monatomic, inert, that's a great word, I like that one, inert, and low boiling points. Okay, halogens and their properties. Elements in group 7 in the periodic table are called halogens. They have 7 electrons in their outer shell. They're very reactive because they're literally on the cusp. They can easily accept an electron in this outer shell. They just need one more. They have very similar properties and they react in similar ways. So, halogens are in group 7, so they have 7 electrons in their outer shell. When they react, they gain 1 electron to get a full outer shell. By gaining 1 electron, they form a negative ion. In their elemental form, halogens share electrons to make diatomic molecules, molecules made in pairs of atoms. When a metal atom transfers its outer electron to a non-metal atom, like a group 7 atom, salts are formed. It gets a bit salty. The result is a compound where all the ions have a full outer shell, just like nicely wrapped up, tied with a bow, and they all lived happily ever. As you go down the group, the halogens become less reactive. This is because the atoms gain more electron shells. The outer electron shell is further from the nucleus. The attraction between the nucleus and the electron to be gained from other elements decreases. So close yet so far. So, why do halogens become less reactive as you go down the group? Because the electron to be gained from another element is further from the nucleus. Okay, here is an example of a halogen displacement reaction. Chlorine plus potassium bromide, 2, potassium chloride and bromine. More reactive halogens, those higher up the periodic table, displace less reactive halogens from compounds, which is exactly what happens in that halogen displacement reaction. So, chlorine can displace bromine from a compound because it's more reactive. You know that meme, the one that went viral of that guy, he's with his girlfriend and then he looks back to see the girl in the red dress and the girlfriend's like, it's like that. So, chlorine is the girl with the red dress, bromine's the girlfriend, and it gets displaced. Sorry, hun, you got displaced. So, properties of noble gases, once again, monatomic, low density, low boiling point, and inert. When a metal atom transfers its outer electrons to a halogen, a salt, like sodium chloride, is formed. Okay, that's all for today. Thanks for joining, and see you on the next episode. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode on Seneca Prep. Hope it was useful. Make sure you subscribe to this channel to keep updated and get all of your cool test prep podcasts.